Remember these prophetic words. I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. You may well have never heard of John J. Chapman, who was significant in his time but now is somewhat lost to history. Chapman was a Harvard grad, a renowned essayist and polemicist, author of books on Dante, Shakespeare, Plato, and Emerson, a political crusader and adamant opponent of Tammany Hall and its corruption, whose commencement address at Hobart College in 1900 included these words. If you wish to be useful, never take a course, meaning a direction or path, that will silence you. Retain the power of speech, no matter what other powers you may lose. Be shunned, be hated, be ridiculed, be scared, be in doubt, but don't be gagged. Recently, the prominent Florida-based journalist Mary Ellen Klass wrote an opinion piece about persons failing to speak out about government policies that conflict with their moral values. Klass, after quoting Chapman's speech, wrote, "Chapman's advice from so long ago seems meant for today. Each of us should call attention to the political behavior we find morally objectionable, or we may lose the chance to speak at all. It is the practice of speaking up that's important, the resilience it imbues." Klass's piece itself ends by quoting the prescient conclusion of Chapman's graduation oratory, which was, "The time of trial is always. Now is the appointed time." The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.